This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you're squeamish, you might not want to listen to this one. You know you're having a bad day when you're hit by the flying body of a man who's just been hit by a speeding train. It was a rainy Saturday morning when Hiroyuki, 18 years old, decided to cross the train tracks to get from one platform to the other at a metro station in Chicago. Witnesses testified that Hiroyuki was smiling as the bright blue Amtrak train bore down on him at 73 miles an hour, sounding its horn and flashing its lights. The impact sent his body 100 feet into the air, and when it came down, it hit a 58-year-old woman who suffered a broken wrist, leg, and shoulder. The woman sued Hiroyuki's estate for negligence. The court that first heard the case dismissed it, ruling that while the accident was tragic and bizarre, the end result was not foreseeable. But the appeals court reversed, stating that it was reasonably foreseeable that an onrushing train would fling Hiroyuki's body onto the passenger platform. So the trial court was on the wrong track, and blunt force is foreseeable after all. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.